Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Orla, Halacha Hey. In middle of paragraph Yud Zayin, we're up to the beginning of a paragraph, a short paragraph, V'achashveirosh, Shehu Bechinas Malchus HaRishoa. We dedicate the learning today, Leilu Nishmas, Leia Bas Rebmeya, Leia Bas Bahia, Mrs. Lucy Safdie, who was privileged to be one of the close students of my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, at a time 60 years ago when Breslov was not popular in America, and was zeichet to establish a family, all religious people, many, many grandchildren in Koilel, a beautiful family, Baruch Hashem, and was privileged to be a Breslover in those days in the Syrian community in New York. And Leilu Nishmas, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Nosson Yaakov, Yenta Fradl, Bas Rebbe Yeshua Aryeh, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovam, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'soich Shachar Yisrael. Rebbe Nosson Zal is in the middle of a discussion about Purim as it relates to chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha was based on. V'achashveirosh, shehu bechinas malchus ha'rishoa, bechinas geyus, hu ha'hepech mizeh. Achashveirosh, who represents the kingdom of evil, arrogance, he's the opposite of Sara Imenu that we spoke about, who represented the holy kingdom. Shemoylech me'atzmoy, he's ruling from himself, meaning it's not a kingdom that Hashem wants him to have. Kemo shedosh Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, al sheva v'yesrim omeya medina, and he ruled over 127 lands. Sheyesh loy geyus v'hisnasus b'chol habechinois. The fact that it lists three categories, 100, 20, and 7, tells us that he had arrogance on all three levels that Rabbi Nizal speaks about over there in the Likutei Moran. Bebechinas gedoilim ubeinonim uktanim. Arrogance towards those who are greater than him, towards those who are similar to him, and those who are beneath him. Shehin bechinas meya, v'esrim, v'sheva v'kanal. V'zehu, and then the pasuk continues and tells us, Bishnas shalosh lamolchai, that on the third year of his reign, he decided to make this huge banquet. Keneged shalosh bechinos shemizgoyim bohem. The 3 years also represents the three areas where the Torah tells us that people have the test of arrogance. Shehem Chochma, Gevura, Va'ashirus. Being very knowledgeable, being very powerful, and being very wealthy. There's a famous pasuk that's quoted very often, Al Yishalel Chocham Gibor V'Yoshir, that these three who have a serious potential of being arrogant should not be. They shouldn't pride themselves. They should know that their wealth, their knowledge comes from Hashem. V'zehu, and the pasuk continues, B'haroisoi es oisher kevoid malchusoi, ves yikor tiferes gedulosoi, yomim rabim. When Achashverosh wanted to show off his great wealth and the glory of his kingdom and his greatness for many days, ki ikar hageus v'hisnasus hubashirus kanal, because the greatest area where people take pride and have arrogance is wealth. Shemalchus harishor b'chinas geus maris lechol odom bimei chayehevloi es oishe kavoy malchusoi. The kingdom of evil, which is associated with arrogance, wants to show off. Why, when it has this wealth, it wants to show off its great wealth. Kama oishe v'kovod yeshloi, how much wealth and honor we have. Klei kesef uklei zohov v'tachshitin v'kelim ekelim shoinim, silver, gold, and all kinds of beautiful jewelry and precious vessels. Kama shekosov shom, as the Megillah says there, Chur, Karpas, Usecheles, Ochuz, Bechavlevut, Svargomon, Mitoy, Zohov, Ochesef, Al Ritzpas, Bavashesh. Achashveirosh was showing off this tremendous display of wealth. Shekolze, Hubechinas, Kolmine, Ashirus, וכלים נפלאים ואבנים טובים ותכשיטים וזוהר וכסף ומיני בגדים יקרים שרואה האדם בימי חייו לו. All of this is examples of the wealth that the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, shows a person while they're in this world. Look what a person can have in this world. Gold and silver and marble and all kinds of expensive clothing. Shekol zeh nimshach ma shehasidra achra b'chinas malchus harisho amar aloi b'chol pam. All of this is what the Sidra Achra wants to show a person in this world all the time. Look what's available. Look what you can have in this world. B'chinas behar oisoi es oisher, showing off this wealth. Kedei sheyia nimshach achreha, so that the person should be drawn towards it. Kedei sheyia abe desoi lomoy al yidei zechas v'shon. And so that the person should forfeit their olam haba, their future world, for pleasure in this world. V'chein kol ha-megillah misaperes mizeh. And so too, if you continue looking throughout the Megillah, it tells us this story. Shezehu ikar toikif hanes shel Purim shenase b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana v'shana. And this is what the powerful miracle of Purim is all about, which occurs in every generation and every year when we celebrate Purim. Ki kishemizgaprim habalei gaiva bashirusam desitra achra. Because when these arrogant people want to show off their wealth that's coming from the Sidra Achra, from the other side, v'roitzim l'chalois es Yisrael ba'atzas homon aroshi ha'mashamoy, and they want to destroy the Jewish people through with the plan of evil homon, Hashem yisporach makdim refuah l'maka, Hashem prepares the cure before the disease. V'noikein bohem al yodon b'atzmon, and Hashem takes revenge from them. He punishes these wicked people from within their own camp. Ki minei ubei abba leizlo b'narga, as the Gemara says, that from the forest itself comes forth the axe that chops down the wood. K'moshe kosuv, as it says in Divrei Hayomim, V'chutzu goy begoy, one nation will battle and destroy the other nation. U'kamashe kosov v'sichsasti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. Hashem says, I created conflict in Egypt against the Egyptians. K'moshe reinu b'toikif hanes shel Purim. And as we saw regarding the incredible miracle of Purim, Shaydei ribui hageyus shelach Hashveirosh, uvashti v'homon hizgaru zebozeh, that as a result of the major arrogance of Achashveirosh showing off all of this wealth, and Vashti wanting to show off her beauty, and Homon, or this trio all carrying on, what ended up happening? They ended up battling, they ended up teasing each other, ad shenehergo Vashti, to the point where Vashti was killed, she'osesot soros rabos liYisrael, who had brought tremendous suffering to the Jewish people. She's the one who caused the Jewish women to work on Shabbos without clothing on. V'nehergo daiko ba'atzas homon, and she was killed based on the advice that Haman gave Achashverosh, alidei oitzem ga'avosoi, through Haman's incredible arrogance, shehoya hedyoit koifetz baroish, as the Gemara tells us, that when Achashverosh wanted to consult with his advisors, Haman was known to be the lowest of them, and Haman spoke up first and gave Achashverosh this great advice to kill Vashti. And through Haman's advice of putting Vashti to death, this ended up eventually in resulting in Haman's downfall, because Vashti was replaced with Esther Amalka, who was the one who was able to convince Achashverosh to hang Haman. Because this is how Hashem operates. As it says in Tehillim, to Moises Rosha Ra. What kills the Rosha? His own evil. Shehagaslus biatzma okro isam. Their own arrogance is what uprooted them and destroyed them. The Esther hatzadekes kiblo hagedula v'hamalucha. Whereas the holy Queen Esther, she's the one who received the kingdom and the greatness. Ki Esther bechinas anova. Because Esther represents humility. The term Esther means hidden, low profile. Bechinas imisoser ish bimistorin. There's a pasuk, if a person will hide in a hiding place, Shepir Shoyatmosal and Rabbeinazal in chapter 219 in the Kudimran expounds on that pasuk, le'inyan anova, that pasuk is referring to humility, a person hiding themselves, keeping themselves hidden. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in chapter 219. V'zeh b'chinas Mordechai, and this is also what Mordechai at Tzadik is all about. B'chinas mor deroyer. The Gemara says, where do we find Mordechai in the Torah? One of the spices that was used in the Shemen HaMishchan, in the Ketores, was mor deroyer, and the Targum of those words, mor deroyer, is Mordechai. Rav Nosson Zal now explains, mor loshen merirus. The term mor could refer to bitterness. Droyer loshen cherus umalchus. Whereas the word droyer means freedom, kingdom, the opposite of slavery. Bechinas tzadikim tchilosam yisurim v'soifon shalva. In the name of Mordechai, in this Mor Droyer, we see a description of how the lives of the tzaddikim are conducted. They start off suffering, but in the end, they have peace. Shebetchila soivel merirus. At first, the tzaddik suffers bitterness. Umaktin atzmoi betachlus hashiflus bemes. And how does he respond to that? With tremendous humility. As we learned earlier, Mordechai at tzaddik tore his clothing, he put on sackcloth and ashes, and he sat on the ground and cried out to Hashem. And through this, the tzaddik is zoiche afterwards, eventually, to freedom and greatness. Kama shekosuv, as it says towards the end of the Megillah, Mordechai yotza melefnei hamelech, Mordechai went forth from the king, Bilavush Malchus, dressed in royal garments, Tcheles, Vachur, Vateres Zahov, gold, all kinds of glory and honor. Ki toiv achris dovor mireshisoi, because the end is much better than the beginning. Ukamashikosuv al tishader lifnei melech. And as the pasuk says, don't show off in front of a king. Ki toiv amor lecho aleihena, because the king, one who is really qualified to be a king, he will be king. And make sure you show him the proper respect. Referring to the tzaddikim, who even if at first it looks to us like they're downtrodden, they're in a low place, eventually they achieve their true glory. Paragraph Yudches. V'zehu la'yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sosoin v'kor. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take this powerful pasuk in the Megillah and show us how it relates to the different highlights of chapter 14 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Oira ze toira. The Gemara says oira refers to toira. Ze bechinas esek ha-toira. This is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Likutei Moran, about the importance of the tzaddikim learning toira. Lohoir b'sharoshe ha-neshamos. Because when a tzaddik learns Torah, when he recites the letters of the Torah, and each letter is wired to a Jewish soul, by the tzaddik reciting these letters, he turns on the light, and that light reaches the souls that are connected to those letters and inspires them and motivates them. Sha'al yidei zeh oisin balei tshuva v'geirim, said if those neshamos were far from Hashem, they do tshuva, they become balei tshuva, or it even reaches non-Jews who end up converting. V'zeh zeichin al yidei anova be'emes. And Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likutei Moran that in order for a person to be zeichet to real Torah, it requires real humility. Vizehu v'simcha. And that's what the word v'simcha refers to next. Ze yom tov. That refers to the fact that Purim was declared a holiday. She'oz zoichin la'anovo be'emes. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran, chapter 135, Rabbeinu Zal shows there how by observing the holidays properly, a person is zoicha to real humility. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this over there in chapter 135, on this pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal says there that it's the nature of something small to hide and lower itself when it comes into contact with something big, and the Yomim Toivim are big. V'alkein b'kol ha'yomim toivim maschilen hatfila b'matan Torah. And this will explain why in the Shmone Esrei that we recite on the holidays, we begin speaking about how fortunate we were to be given the Torah. K'mo she'omrim, ato v'chartono mikol ha'amim. As we begin by saying, Hashem, you chose us from among all the nations to give us the Torah. Ki kol hayomim toivim heim zecha liyetzias Mitzrayim. Because all three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, are all commemorating the Jewish people leaving Egypt. She'oz nitna ha-Torah. And that's when the Torah was given to us, upon leaving Egypt. U'bechol yomtev mamshichen al atzmoi kabolas ha-Torah. And on, during each one of these holidays, we draw upon ourselves the receiving the Torah anew, al yidei hashiflus v'ho'anofa shezoichenoz, through the humility that were zoicha on these holidays. Sheze ikra b'china simchas yontif. And that's what the real celebration and joy of yontif is all about. B'chinas, as it says in Tehillim, yishmu'u anovim v'yismochu. Humble people will hear and they will rejoice. So we see that Torah makes it clear, extremely clear, that when a person is zoicha to true humility, they'll have true happiness. And when a person has arrogance, that person is never happy, always grumpy, grouchy, negative. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likutei Moran, chapter 14, that through this Torah that the tzaddikim study with great humility, this results in Balei Tshuva and converts. V'zehu v'sosoin. The next word in the pasuk there is v'sosoin, and the Gemara says zumila. This refers to mila. Ze b'chinas gerim u'Balei Tshuva. That represents converts Balei Tshuva. Ki ein hager yochol lichnos b'kedushas Yisrael k'na'idei mila. Because in order for a convert to come and join the Jewish people, they must go through a bris mila. V'chein habal tshuva tzrichin lomul orlas levavam. And so too, when a person wants to do tshuva, they also have to have a bris mila. Bris mila means to cut away the orla. A bal tshuva has to cut away the negative that's in their heart. As it says clearly in the Torah, when it discusses tshuva, it says, "Umaltem es orlas levavchem." You will cut away and remove the tumah, the orla, in your hearts. So sasoin, which is mila, refers to balei tshuva and gerim. Vayideze nisroimem kvoid Hashem yisborach. And Rabbeinu Zal shows the Likutei Moran that when gerim and balei tshuva come and join the Jewish people, that's what really gives tremendous honor to Hashem. The pasuk says, "Hovu l'Hashem mishpuchay samim, hovu l'Hashem kovoid voiz." Come to Hashem, the families of the other nations, bring honor and strength to Hashem. And also the Zohar Kodesh says, when Yisrael came and joined the Jewish people, that's when Hashem's kovoid was elevated in an incredible way. And now we understand the final word in that pasuk. V'yikor means and honor. B'chinas yikor v'kovoid. B'chinas im toitzi yokor mizoylel. And as the pasuk says, if you will succeed in bringing forth something precious from something cheap. Shenemar al hakovoid shemalin mizilusa de galusa. This pasuk is referring to the honor that the Jewish people are able to bring forth from the low places in Golus, alidei she'osen balei tshuva v'gerim, as a result of doing outreach and being mekarev balei tshuva and allowing converts to come and join the Jewish people. This pasuk refers to that im toitzi yokor mizoilel, to be able to bring forth something very, very precious from something that previously was on a very low level. Ki kishehichniu v'ipilu es haman shuageus zochu l'kol zeh. Because this pasuk that we quoted, La'yehudim ha'sa'ora v'simcha, is talking about when they succeeded in bringing about the downfall of Haman, who represents Gaiva, then they were zochu to all of these things that we mentioned, the Torah, the converts, all the different things. V'zeh shemesayem es ha'megillah. And this is why we find all the way at the end of the Megillah, the pasuk speaks about Mordechai HaTzadik, and it says, Doiresh toiv li'amoi, v'doiver shalom l'chol zaroi. Mordechai, who was a member of the Sanhedrin originally, he would darshan, he would expound the Torah in a very good way to the people, and he would speak peace to all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says, Doiresh toiv li'amoi zebechinas droshos ha'Torah. This is referring to the expounding of the Torah, shezocha Mordechai, which Mordechai at Tzadik was zocha to do, shehoya poiseach bedvorim v'dorsham. As we learned in the previous shiurim, that Mordechai, one of his names was Psachya, because he would open up the words of the Torah, expounding and clarifying the words of the Torah. And that's what enabled him to bring people who were originally far, to bring them close to Hashem. V'zehu doyresh toiv li'amoi. He darshened good to the nation. Heim am b'nei Yisrael. This refers to the Jewish nation. Shekulam mushroshim bo'isiyas ha'Torah, where all the Jewish souls are rooted in the letters of the Torah. Shahya Mordechai Meir Bohem Heora Bechol Pam Mishoroshe Oisiyas HaTorah Sheshorosh Bohem. Mordechai at Tzadik would shine light into all the Jewish souls via the letters of the Torah that he would expound. These letters of the Torah which all the Jewish souls are wired to, are connected to. Shalidei Zeh Oyrorom L'Tshuva Bechol Pam. And this is how he inspired them to do tshuva all the time. And by doing this, he elevated the holy honor to its proper place, to its proper source, giving the honor to Hashem, to the tzaddikim, to the Torah. And this leads to peace, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 14, which this halacha is based on, Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this, Shemascheles, and the chapter on the Ketubah begins with the words, Lahamshich Shalom Boilam. How do we bring peace to the world? V'zehu v'doiver Shalom L'chol Zaroi. Kaidezeh Nimshach Shalom. Because through this whole process, it leads to Shalom. V'zehu L'chol Zaroi. Ki Zoiche Shia Nimshach HaShalom L'chol Zaroi. The Tzadik is Zoiche, that this shalom should flow to all of his children. Shehimshich nesha, meaning, because Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks in Likutei Moran, he speaks about the fact that there are some Talmidei Chachamim whose children are not Talmidei Chachamim, which means they are not shining brightly. And Rabbeinu Zal describes there a process by which a tzaddik is zoche to learn Torah properly, with real humility. And thereby, when he studies Torah, he lights up all the letters of the Torah. So, when those letters are lit up fully, that light is transmitted through the wires to the Jewish souls, to the souls that are hooked up to those letters. And then those souls shine brightly. And therefore, that's how the tzaddik draws down souls for his children that should be souls that are shining brightly. Shehimshich neshamois behirois vezakois lezaroi. This is telling us that Mordechai HaTzadik was able to draw down brightly lit souls for his children. Al yidei sheheir sharoshei oiseis haTorah. As a result of him expounding the Torah properly with real humility and lighting up the roots of the letters of the Torah. Vazai hasholim nimshach al yidei zeh. And this results in a flow of peace. Bevadai nimshach beyoser lezaroi. And this, all of this flows especially to the children of the tzaddik. Shenim shechu lezeh ho'ilam al yidei zeh, who were brought into the world through this process. Vezehu v'doiver sholim lechol zaroi. Bechinas v'chol bonayich limudei Hashem v'rav shloim bonayich. Take a look. This pasuk also connects both things. The limudei Hashem, the study of Torah, and the massive peace that goes to the children. Ki kishah talmidei chachamim zoichem lebonim talmidei chachamim. Because when talmidei chachamim are zoicha to have children who are also talmidei chachamim, al yidei shemavorchen batoyra tchila, as a result of following the procedure that Rabbeinu Zal defines there in Likut Imran, by the tzaddik bringing a bracha into his Torah, by having proper humility and studying Torah bigdusha, bechinas Mordechai, like Mordechai at tzaddik, shohu poiseach bedvorim vidorshon, where the Gemara says, Psachio, he was poiseach dvarim, he opened everything up, he opened up the light, and he expounded the Torah properly, Aydezeh v'rav shlom banoyech. Through this, the Torah promises that your children will have peace. Kaydezeh mamshich shalom. Because through this, the tzaddik draws peace into the world, especially into his own children. Any questions?
One quick question, Ratzu. If your children and then your grandchildren and everyone's keeping the Torah and tzaddikim, and then eventually, I've heard stories where, like, four generations later, people are like, what happened over here? Can you explain that? Like, is this a relevant question? I have no idea.
Definitely is. And the answer is that we're in Golos. We are in Golos. We are in exile. And the Torah says, Vayis'arvu bagoyim vayilmudu ma'aseihem, that when the Jews mix with non-Jews, we learn from their actions, from their deeds. And there's bechira, there's free choice. Yitzchak Avinu was able to have a son Yaakov and a son Esav. Avram Avinu was able to have a son Yitzchak and a son Yishmael. There's bechira. There are many factors that go into producing a holy child. And then even when a person produces a holy child, there's all the challenges and tests that that child has growing up in this world, especially in our generation, that kind of thing. So we see that unfortunately it is possible. We see both opposites. We see people who are very religious and end up having children or grandchildren who are not. And we see people who are very far from Yiddishkeit, and some of them, their children or grandchildren, become rabbis, you know, become very learned, very religious. This is a process that we're going through in Golos. We have the term Goyla. Goyla, Gimel Vav Lamed He, is a term used related to the exile that we're in. And Geula. Geula means redemption. When you insert the Aleph into Goyla, the Aleph represents Hashem, who is number one. Hashem is called Alufoy Shel Olam. Then we're zeicha to geula. And Rabbeinu Zal did say that a person should have children. A person should have as many children as they can, because eventually all of them will have a tikkun. So even if we see today people that are chilonim, we see people that are far, we see kids at risk, we see Jews that fall away, we believe b'emuna shleima that eventually in the end, all of them, just about all of them, will have a tikkun.
The only question is, the person, when he leaves the world, the Gemara says that his children are like his feet. So he gets judged every year based on his children and his grandchildren all the way five generations later. Can you explain that?
The answer is there is such a thing. There is such a thing. And every mitzvah that a child or a grandchild does can be a tremendous benefit to a parent or a grandparent. And at the same time, chas v'shalom, if it was due to the parents or grandparents' lack of effort or lack of doing the right things, the children or grandchildren, chas v'shalom, do not continue to go in the right path, that can affect the parents and grandparents also. It is possible. You know, for example, I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld used to stress that the Zohar HaKadosh says, especially when it comes to Shabbos, that a person is given an additional soul for Shabbos, and then at the end of Shabbos, that soul goes up to heaven, and they gather the relatives of that soul, and they say, come, tell us what you learned this Shabbos. And if that soul is able to report something new that it learned that Shabbos, it's a tremendous pride and benefit to the souls of the parents, the grandparents, you know, in heaven, who see this, the nachas that Hashem gets from the fact that this person studied Torah on Shabbos. And if chas v'shalom not, it's the opposite. You know, it's a tremendous embarrassment to the souls of the parents, grandparents, chas v'shalom, that their child or grandchild is not doing the right thing. Now, in the next piece, Rav Nosson Zal goes on to touching on a statement that Rabbeinu Zal made, which is quoted in Chaim Oharan. It's not in Likutei Moharan, in Chaim Oharan, and it seems a little bit difficult to understand. And Rav Nosson Zal here, I believe, and in one or two other places, gives an explanation. It's paragraph Yutes, V'zeh b'chinas ma she'omar Admor Zal, she'purim merumaz b'soyid ha'posek. Rabbeinu Zal once said that the holiday of Purim is hinted to in a pasuk in the Torah which speaks about skin diseases. Ve'im mipe'as ponov yimoret roishoy. If from the sides of a person's face, the person's head will have this certain nega. A nega means a type of a skin disease. Shehu roshotevois Purim. The first letters of this pasuk spell the word Purim. Ki pasuk ze medaber mibechinas negoim. Because this pasuk is speaking about different skin diseases that a person has that are coming from a place of tumah, impurity. Unegoim boim al gasas ruach. And we know Rashi points out in Chumash that when is a person afflicted with these types of diseases? When a person has arrogance. K'mashapirosh Rashi b'parshas Metzora, as Rashi points out, in Parshas Metzora, al pasuk ve'eitz erez ve'ezoiv u'shmitoy las, that a person who contracts leprosy, tsoras, has to bring a korban, and part of the korban is using wood from a cedar tree and moss. The cedar tree is a very tall tree. Ezoiv is the lowest plant. And the Gemara points out the reason why the Metzora brings this is to show them that this was your sin. Your sin was arrogance, like a tall cedar tree. And your tikkun is to be like ezoiv, like moss, to be humble. Shezeu b'chinas Purim. And we learned here now that that's what Purim is all about. Ki kol b'china is Purim, hu lahachnia klipas haman amolek. Because what Purim is really all about is defeating the klipa of Haman, Amalek. Shehu bechinas geus v'gasus. And as we learned previously, Haman Amalek is all about gaiva. Everybody bowing down to him. And when Mordechai at Tzadik refuses to bow down to him, he's ready to put everything he has at risk in order to destroy Mordechai. V'zeh bechinas arba marois negoim. Keneged arba bechina shiflusanal. Reb Nosson Zal says, and now you'll understand why the Torah defines four types of skin diseases, four types of nega, corresponding to the four levels of humility that Rabbeinu Zal defines over there in chapter 14. A person being humble towards people greater than them, towards people similar to them, towards people lower than them, and towards yourself, being less, considering yourself less than what you really are, even if you're the lowest person. שהם מכניעים ומסכנים בחינס ארבע מרויס נגולים. These four levels of humility eliminate and correct these four types of skin diseases, שבוים על גסוס, which come as a result of arrogance. Maybe we'll hold it over here for now. We started late today because I went to Har HaZeisim, to the place where the Yahrzeit Leah Bas Behir, Leah Bas Reb Meir is buried, which is the area where Rav Rosenfeld, Reb Michal, the Breslov Chelka. And the next piece that we're going to do, really the whole next piece is connected. I mean, it's Hashem, we'll be able to do it in the next shir. Question in the chat, when Rabbi Nazal said that eventually all of a person's children will have a tikkun, does that include a case where a person's children or grandchildren assimilate and they actually marry non-Jews and give birth to non-Jews? Is there a tikkun to that also? The answer is that for the Jews, there certainly is a tikkun. And in terms of the non-Jews, there are rare examples of chassidei umay so'ilam, or there are non-Jews that end up converting. So even in the framework of non-Jews, there will be some tikkun. There will be many non-Jews who will be eliminated completely. But wherever it's possible for there to be a tikkun, there will be a tikkun. We know that Moshiach himself comes from Rus Samoyavia. Rabbi Akiva came from Gerim. Rabbi Meir came from Gerim. So we see that there's a lot going on that we don't know. Our mission is to try to get married, to bring children to the world, to bring more children to the world, knowing that that brings the Geula closer, and that will lead to the eventual glory of Hashem, the highest level glory of Hashem. Baruch Hashem.